To a song nobody really probably got, even if you understood the tune. That was an opening, an ode to the end credits theme for Buckaroo Banzai.
I maintain it should be our theme song.
It's a pretty good song.
It's a catchy ditty.
Definitely. It's the end credits to a, I don't know what you'd even call it, like a...
A very okay movie.
Yeah, well, like, even like, it's an 80s movie. I don't know if it was, like, B movie, or if it had any kind of budget to it.
It was probably an okay budget for that time, but it's nothing, like, crazy.
Yeah, but still, like, a movie that...
Still, like, a third of what they used to make Ant-Man, even in their dollars.
Yeah, but, like, a very unknown title, I think, if you ask somebody today. Like, oh, have you heard of Buckaroo Banzai? Like, no, what does he play for the Cavaliers or something? Like,
yeah.
No, it's a great movie. Like, Jeff Goldblum's a cowboy for some reason.
Buckaroo Banzai is a white guy, despite the last name.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he claims to have Japanese parents, he looks super white in the movie.
Wasn't he also like an astronaut, scientist, rock star or something like that?
Yeah, he was a rock star who was an astrophysicist.
Just this goofy pop culture character.
And his backup band were all like Neil Tyson Degrasse.
But hot.
Yeah. But like Jeff Goldblum bodies.
And the end credit scene's just the entire cast like walking through an abandoned dam as this like...
No, it's that that pipeline in LA they use in Terminator 2 a lot. Yeah, it's just them walking through that. And then even though the Jeff Goldblum character I think dies in it, he's back in that...
In like a cowboy outfit.
Yeah.
The rest of the cast, it's just them walking. It just has this really catchy beat to it.
I think his name's Rawhide in the movie.
He's a transformer or something.
Yeah.
No, Rawhide. Well, brother, it's been a while. Not too long, though.
No.
Trying to keep this more regular.
We're doing this pretty frequently, yeah.
We're more frequent than Tell 'em Steve Dave at the moment. Which is a pretty big plus in my book.
And both of us are always here instead of like one person.
Yeah, it's like no, it's you and Scotia doing this episode. Like, you know, even when Tell 'em Steve Davis Modcast have a guest, at least the other guest can talk.
Yeah.
I can clip my fingernails. I'm just clattering about over here.
Have you ever listened to it? Does that pick up?
It picks up very lightly. Okay. I mean, it's not as bad as like when Odie was here and they were like roughing about Ryan.
Yeah.
That's kind of distracting. I mean, this isn't great.
She'll stop this after, like, 10 minutes or so. She'll just sit there.
She's like, well, y'all looking at me like you're about to give me attention, but I don't see any pets or food. So
are we going for a walk? What is this? Yeah, we always start our walks in the basement.
Well, sometimes, I don't know. You bitch, fuck you.
You big dumb dog.
I'm about to jump up on my back legs and give you a stunner. I won't.
Podcast audience couldn't see it, but she pulled off a 3-star stunner at least.
Definitely, if Scott Hall had been the one selling it, you would have thought it was at least a 4-star.
Yeah.
He made that look like it murdered him, but fortunately, Mikey didn't sell it as well.
No, it's my back. I just can't do it. You saw the ramifications on Scott Hall.
You see what he's become. Now, have recently been to the theaters. I've been to the theater, I think, once a week for the past 3 weeks in a row now.
Wow.
It 4 times in the past month already. It's ridiculous because I've seen Ant-Man and now I've seen Inside Out.
There's nothing black coming out, so.
Yeah, so I'm
pretty
sick.
It feels like it's safe to go back.
I don't have to. There's no Nelson Mandela movie coming out, is there? Any Maya Angelou biopic, perhaps?
Oh, that'd be great. Before every movie, here's 10 minutes of Ballers.
Which I have not seen the second or third episode to, if that'll make you feel any better.
I think I've seen 10 minutes here and there, and it's never...
It's definitely...
God bless The Rock, he tries.
I mean, yeah, I mean it where I'm like, The Rock could be reading me my eviction notice, and I'd still be like, what a dreamboat.
I know. Look at those
Maybe
eyes.
Not a dreamboat. Maybe I should have picked something like, what a charismatic person, instead of being like, what a cock I bet he has. What a big scrumptious man.
You look at those suits and it's like, oh my god, like I'd look like a child if I put that suit on. And I'm 6'4".
Yeah, he's probably got like 100, like maybe not 100, but like 65
Easy.
Pounds of pure muscle.
Of no
just
fat.
Nothing but muscle. It is absurd. That kind of body. And it has to almost be all stereotypes.
Like, I could hide behind him easily.
Yeah. Well, maybe not without that nose. You couldn't turn your face to side to side.
Like, there he is!
They're like, look, Mike, I know he's pot black. His ears aren't that big, though.
I did what I could, Toucan Sam. I'm not Toucan Sam.
I just dressed as him for Halloween.
Why am I protecting you, then? There he is! Get him, guys!
You were my favorite cereal mascot.
It's the Aardvark from those Aardvark cartoons.
Aardvark cartoons?
Remember they used to be like, they were almost like the B-side of the Pink Panther ones. It was a blue aardvark, I guess anteater, whatever the difference is. And then, I forget what color the ant was. They weren't great, but they were better than Pink Panther episodes, where like 5 minutes would go by and nothing. I haven't
seen a Pink Panther episode.
They're not great.
No, that must have been, what did that air on?
TNT, whenever there were like contract negotiations between them and Warner Brothers. And then it's like, here's this Roger Myers cartoon.
We're just like, oh, are those beloved characters?
What was it called? I'll have to look it up later because I won't even know. Make sure you type I don't know what the difference between an aardvark and an anteater is, or if there is even one.
Oh, there's anteater cartoon. Let's see. Is that doesn't seem like it. And an aardvark instant hole, the ant and the ant.
That's definitely it.
The ant and the aardvark. Let's see here. Wikipedia, that's it.
Oh, yeah, the ant was pink.
Okay, well, there we go. A series of 17 theatrical short cartoons produced by the DePaté Failing Enterprises and released from United Artists in 1969 to 1971. The cartoon follows the attempts of a blue aardvark named Aardvark creatively, impersonating Jackie Mason, to catch and eat a red ant named Charlie, impersonating Dean Martin. Wow, this is sounding ancient. What the fuck?
You get the behind the scenes stuff now.
Now you get to know the joy of living in our house.
Mom drops the plate, now you get to listen to her moan like a whore for 20 minutes. Over a plastic plate that didn't break. It
clearly didn't break. It's not like a glass plate or anything.
She's like, Jews, fuck them, fuck them.
Anyway, back to the important thing.
Jack and Mason.
The ant was in a Dean Martin impersonation? God, that sounds
ancient. I barely remember the ant talking at all. I forgot. I didn't even know who Jackie Mason was at that time. He's like the Jewiest comedian ever. Well, it's Krusty's dad.
Yeah, I vaguely know.
Maybe we could do the thing and the thing, and you know, maybe we could go.
And Dean Martin. So what, it was like a cool aunt, like you ain't never gonna catch me.
Yeah, it must have been. Hey there, baby.
How is this like? I mean, I guess you know maybe cartoons
they weren't
don't
very
need.
Good.
But I'm just like, isn't this the plot of like seven other cartoons? I mean, you know, Sylvester and Tweety Bird and Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote. Just like, here's two things that would hate each other. One of them's trying to eat the other.
Mm-hmm.
The smaller thing, you know, Tom and Jerry, like the smaller thing's always the one that gets away because it's so clever.
Cat and mouse. Exactly. That's exactly what it
is. But they just picked the two animals you wouldn't. Do aardvarks even eat ants?
I think it isn't an aardvark an anteater? Aren't they the same thing? Or
let's see.
That's a movie. An animal. I'm not sure if I've ever actually seen.
Aardvark. Oh no, it's an insectivore, so I guess it does eat ants. Oh, look at that.
Maybe anteater.
Oh yeah, hold on. The aardvark is so colloquially called an anteater, an African ant bear, or a Cape anteater. And there we go. Now we've learned.
We learned what an anteater was. And what a terrible cartoon that was.
How did we get on this?
Oh, because The Rock called me an aardvark. Like, get that aardvark. He lied to me and told me he was Toucan Sam, and I've been bailing him out.
But I've been to the movies a good chunk now, and it's been a mixed bag. I think I liked both of the movies I've seen. Oh, I loved Inside Out. I think Inside Out's one of my favorite movies I've seen, definitely, within the past 3 years. Just a really, like, thought-provoking kind of movie. Ant-Man's not bad. We can get into that. We have a lot more like superhero stuff to talk about. But Inside Out, the newest film from Pixar. At the time you're listening to it, it's probably, if it's not out of theaters at this point, it's on its way out, so probably have to wait till it goes out on video if you haven't caught it. And to that extent, be forewarned, there are going to be some small spoilers to it. But a really good film. I think we both agree. I would not, like, if I was a kid and I went to it, I'd be like, that kind of sucks.
You're about to punch the dog. It's constantly looking
I'm
over
just it. Like, could she stop making as much noise as possible? How many times do you scratch for fleas when I'm in the room with you and there's not a mic on? Well, never. His mom's upstairs fucking building an ark. Like, it's raining. Pair the dog together with the spoons. The cat's not here, so.
We'll eat whatever comes out.
Get out of here. I'm not here to love you. No, well, I guess I do love you. But it's, no, it's, I think, if I was a kid, I don't think I would have loved that movie very much. Because I didn't think it was, like, a very, it's not like Toy Story where there's a lot of, like, wacky characters that are in it a whole lot. I mean, Bing Bong and then Fear, I guess, are kind of like your silly characters, but otherwise, it's a pretty heavy movie. As an adult, though, I was like, man, that's really cool. Like, that's a really creative way to kind of tell that interesting idea of a story of, like, what's going on in a person's head during something like that. And it starts making you think on, like, what's my head like? Like, if you were to, you take it away, because in the story, it's like a 12-year-old girl, you know, and her emotions are, like,
super hot.
Okay. Her emotions are, like, the core basis of, like, you know, what everyone, like, because if you go into someone else's head, their emotions are usually based off of them more, like, they'll all look like them. But you start seeing, like, different people seem to have one emotion in control. Like, in her story, it's joy.
Yeah.
He knows the mother's has sad at the center and the dad's has anger. What do you think your emotion at the center would be? Like, who's your headquarters control?
Those are the only ones I had to work with.
I mean, you have all five emotions that are in the movie. Because the only other emotion they didn't put in is surprise.
I'd say joy, but joy maybe trying to constantly, maybe not successful, like anger and sadness are always like right behind them waiting for them to drop the ball, but I'd say joy overall.
So like it's like joy is like it's like a senate essentially.
Yeah.
Joy is like the speaker of house, but every so often anger gets in there.
Yeah.
It's just like, let's beat this old bitch up, she dropped another plate, she won't stop crying.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I would have said anger for you, honestly.
Really?
No, like, not that you're an angry person. I just feel like, in the same way, it's like the father's commanding emotion in the story. Like, it's just a very authoritative kind of emotion to have.
I just like to, I'm so, I'll look for any excuse for, like, jokes. And
to, like, start making a penis joke at work.
Yeah. Or, like, even at funerals, I'm always, like, the first one that's, like...
Start sucking a banana suggestively and looking around to see if anyone's staring.
Like, oh. I have almost no filter of, like, what's not acceptable. I'm like, oh, nobody's laughed in a bit. Oh, who wants to
maybe
watch?
If I do three of them at once. Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I'd like you. I think I have, like, a mix of them that would be at their... But I think, honestly, like, you know, I want to say...
Disgust, it's like, ping!
Like, wow, what a big hot dump that was. Disgust, like, ew, get away! All the other ones, like, get out of here, Disgust.
You're, like, blowing your nose, like, rich.
You know what, I honestly, I'll be completely honest, I think fear might be my main one.
Really?
Yeah, like, just a very cautious kind of person. I think joy is still up there, and, you know, anger gets his way in there, and sadness, of course, too.
Yeah.
I think fear may be the most predominant one in there. Because again, it's not necessarily that's the defining trait is what it's called. You know, it's also, you know, other tertiary kind of feelings that go along with it, like cautiousness.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, I don't know. There's other things in there. I think that work. What do you think Terry's is? I think
Terry might be one of the closest to like a revolving door of all of them, honestly.
I would say disgust for her.
Disgust was the first one that popped in my head. Yeah.
Not to say she's like a snob or anything like that. Just like, I think that's one that would be, again, like I think like the kind of tertiary or supplementary kind of things that go along with disgust, think she could be in there.
Yeah, I could definitely see disgust spending a lot of time in the front.
She also watches a lot of that garbage television that I think disgust would just love. Like, oh God, another midget show? Woohoo!
Oh, but you're basing that on like the disgust, like the personality in the show. I don't know what disgusting characteristic of a person like horseshit television like that feeds.
I just feel like it would indulge disgust to watch a show about awful people. Like, I feel like if you were to think of an emotion that controls the desire to want to watch something
like shock
like that,
value stuff and
yeah, like if you were to think like, oh, what emotion wants like is encouraging me to watch the Kardashians big. What fucking weirdos these people are. I think that'd be disgust.
Yeah. Travis has to be all anger, right?
Well, if it's that Travis doppelganger who used to live at our apartment who looked like, and yes, definitely was anger. But yeah, again, for the same reasons for you, I think Travis's would be anger too. Very stern, authoritative. But he's got some silliness in there from time to time.
Yeah, we can get to the islands then, but yeah. I don't think I have too many angry islands.
No. And again, like they show, like you find out at the end of the movie,
your the one island can be mixtures. There's the one island of me graduating college, dad not being there. Yeah, that's probably a pretty angry island.
An angry island.
It's like storm clouds, like
it's just a rotating statue of you with storm clouds, and like one of those like dotted line silhouettes of dad next to you with a question mark in the center, like boop, 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 boop.
The chair with the sign that says dad on it that's clearly empty.
What would Sean's be? Tune.
Maybe joy? What are the other ones? Fear, disgust, sadness. I guess joy would be the most hedonistic of the five, maybe. So I'd probably say that, like avoiding pain, seeking pleasure.
So as he often does with escaping into a McDonald's sandwich.
Yeah, exactly. And sleeping till 2 or on a good day.
All right.
Unless there's a gay one, then that's definitely shot.
Like anger just comes out like, and I love sucking dicks too.
There, that's shot.
It's that one right there.
Angrily blowing strangers.
Yeah, we ask all the emotions, like, who do you think the hottest guy is? Whatever one asks, answers Ryan Gosling. Like, that's Sean right there. That's his head. Thinking on too, I definitely would have had to think, like, if you would have give one for mom. Pre-stroke, post-stroke, who cares what's going on?
Oh, yeah.
I don't even want to try to figure out what's going on. It's all sad.
That's the cat one. I'm pretty sure the cats.
But, yeah, oh, God. But, yeah, I think pre-stroke mom, I think it'd still be sadness. Again, not in, like, she was always a depressive person, but just a very, like, emotional.
Yeah, from probably, like, 2000 to, like, 2005, definitely. Before that, I would have definitely said joy. I don't know if there's like more hope than joy, maybe, but I guess they can be one and the same in a lot of ways.
And we found out at the end of the movie, animals have them too. But it seems like they don't really have a leader. Like, it's just a bunch of them all together. Yeah. They just have one unanimous thing. I think Scotia's would be, well, sad. It'd probably be fear a little bit in like a depressing way, but... I think joy, too. She seems like such a happy dog.
She does. It's probably mostly joy and fear.
A lot of hunger for food.
And people.
Big rubs. But in the movie, if you haven't seen it, the whole thing is like your brain is like a, you know, almost like a headquarters of some kind. And it has different functions to it.
It's like a space station.
Yeah, like some kind of scientific facility or something. Your emotions control it. But anything you witness is like a memory. Everything you witness comes out as like a memory, which is like a glass orb that normally just gets collected and stored in like your long-term memory. But every so often you get core memories, which are memories that are significantly important to you. When they come out, they're glowing and they immediately go into like some little chamber that goes in your head and then creates like an island, which are supposed to be like essentially the definitions of your personality, like who you are. They define what you are. So like the little girl in the movie has like a hockey island and an island for goofball and like family island, just show the things that are important.
Yeah, kids especially.
But the thing that I left the theater with, I was like, what would be our islands? Like, I think that's like an amusing thought. Like, what do you think the most important factors to you would be? But then more importantly, what do you think the important factors to each other would be?
Well, I made a list of islands.
Okay.
Is that what we're...
Yeah.
Okay. I did.
I wouldn't have to actually ask your core. What's the core memory behind it? Just what would your islands be?
I had a friend's island, a family island.
Okay, can we not do the queefy ones that everyone's going to have?
Hockey sucks, so I wouldn't have that island.
Hockey sucks island.
There'd be gym island or fitness island, which would be lots of mirrors with just disembodied chicks' asses like walking around. Because that's all I look at. I'm not like...
Wait. Is it gym island or is it you like leering at hot chicks island?
No, there's working out going on too, but it's a lot of just like butts walking around.
No, I think we need to get back to this one. What do you think the crux of this island is?
Is it fitness?
But the island itself is represented by a bunch of mirrors with hot
chicks. I mean, that's what happens a lot at the gym. I mean, I know you don't go to a gym, Chris, where you just stare at Scotia's pussy when you're working out, but there's hot chicks.
Not all the time.
There's hot girls out there working out.
If she wasn't at eye level for me when I'm doing my handstands, I wouldn't have to see it so often. No, I just,
I initially wrote down Gym Island, so I think it's very centered to what
it's
the gym.
It's just the way you represent it is like a bunch of mirrors with hot chicks. It's like, wait, it's like Porno Island though? Like,
and then it's a mixture of like heavy metal playing and like, every time we touch, I feel excited. I think I'm alive. Do 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 do. Well, I want you to know. Oh, what? I need you by my side. Da, 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 da. Yeah, Chris is Matrix dancing. You can't see. So if you were like watching it from the space station, you were like, "Ooh, there's some dark music going on," or like, "Ooh, there's some really gay music going on."
What is going on that island? Like, I think your emotions today. Can we turn that off?
Hey, can we quiet that music down?
How about at least when we're trying to sleep? What's going on here? Like, at least a different Cascada song. She had more than this. She had like a good 2 years in relevance.
Yeah. I was trying to think of another Cascade song, but I know that...
She did have another one, actually.
Every Time We Touch. But there's another one that almost sounds like Every Time We Touch. I can't think of...
Heaven, I feel like, was one of her Cascade... Was it Cascade or Cascada?
I think it was Cascada.
Cascada. Oh. Evacuate the Dance Floor.
Oh, yeah. Do, do. Do, 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 with the Dime Store M&M.
Something, something coming on. Do. I don't know the words. It's like, been a while.
Booze Island. Especially not since, maybe not as much in recent years.
It's shrunken, definitely. It used to be a big island.
Like, if you looked at a map and you saw, like, Australia next to New Zealand, like, New Zealand's family island, and...
Like, I like to think it was, like, the German borders post-World War II, where it's just, like, it's finally started to get under control. Like, okay, now we're...
That doesn't look as heinous as before.
Stopped being as imposing as it was a little bit ago. Still a lot of cheap bottles up there.
Which brings me to Cheapness Island, which is not even an island. It's just a giant bat made of coupons that terrorizes the other islands, like Rodan from Godzilla. Like, we do okay at, like, Booze Island. They're like, he does all right. Can we spend $5 more a week and get real vodka?
Anytime one island gets a little too
heavy. Yeah.
Just, this monster just shows up like, what are you doing?
Shake and bake coupons. Like, cheapness can't be contained in an island. It's got to...
It's just like, Christopher's birthday is coming up. His family island starts to spin. Like, $20.
It's his 30th birthday. You heard me! $24!
He can start buying his own gifts. 15!
What did he do? Lost all that weight when you bought him those Tell Him Steve Dave t-shirts! I have Poop Island and Poop Joke Island and Penis Joke Island. They used to be one, but they got so big that they pulled apart, kind of like Pangaea.
So there's Poop Island, Poop Joke Island.
No, it's Poop Joke Island and Penis Joke Island.
Oh, okay. But
they're huge, but if you look at them, it's kind of like Africa and South America, where if you line them up, you could see like, that used to be one place.
They definitely could have fit in with one another. I thought it was like Poop had its own separate. Like, do you really love dumps that much?
Well, you said Hot Dump
Hot
Island.
Hot Dump Island, it would be one of my islands. I hate to admit it.
Your dumps are that big a part of your personality?
There's no shame when it comes to them, though. Like, again, like, no disgust. Anytime I've taken an enormous dump, there's never a moment where I'm just like, oh, no, I need to flush this and forget it ever happened.
This monstrosity.
I'm like, can I get away with tweeting this? Like... Would I lose all my followers if I'm just like, look what I did today? They're massive. They're some of my proudest accomplishments. I'm like, look, there's not a lot of things in life that I ever feel like I'm trained for, but if aliens invaded and they're like, we challenge you guys to a Space Jam-esque, you know, basketball contest, except we can't do basketball. We're going to have a contest to see who could take the largest dump in 36 hours. And they're like, Chris Valerius, have you pooped yet? And I'm like, not yet, sir. I'm on it. Just like pounding Pizza Hut for the next like 3 days. Like, I can do this. I can do this, sir.
I love the idea of you taking a giant dump and then like tapping your chin like Jack Benny. Like, is this ready for the Twitterverse? Mm-hmm. Keep in mind, I don't think you can you actually tweet dumps?
I mean, I'm sure you can. I think it would probably get reported and your account might get closed. There are some things you're not allowed to do on Twitter. I don't know about... I've never seen someone tweet me poop, and I'm hoping this is an invitation for me to get tweets that are pictures of poop.
If you're listening to this, now is the time to
definitely
test
send
this.
It to @TommyToon. That's two O's in Toon.
With an E at the end, like a Nancy.
But like, if it's your last name until you're married into the... fucking Spanios and Spanioshes.
That gave us a podcast title.
Yeah, Super Toon Brothers. That would be silly.
And
there's
the
like 20 of you.
Yeah, yawn.
You know how many male cousins we have on our side.
That was it for my islands.
I didn't... Did you have any idea what my islands would be? Any theories of what you'd put for mine?
We can get rid of Booze Island for yours.
I mean, obviously.
Gay healthy food island, I think, would be like, I'm making cookies with yogurt because it's good for protein.
I made them just finally for once. I made them with baking sticks instead of just pure butter. I'm not that big of a queef. Plain Greek yogurt's as queefy as I get, and that's just pure. That's just
come.
But you mix some chocolate protein powder in there with it. Boom, you got like 40 grams of protein in the morning. It was only like 300 calories.
I bet.
Boom.
I'll say maybe I have a small hipster island. Yours has got to be much bigger. Like, just...
It's like a shot of me and like a pair of me undies, like cycling around and like a $700 pair of sunglasses I'm thinking about buying. Like,
so, what's the name for this pumpkin latte? So, Second Sons.
Oh, yeah, it's all me, like, naming various things off of obscure Game of Thrones references. Like, what's that? Oh, that's the Dreadfort. That's what I called my dump this morning. I named them all
the Dreadfort.
After specific places.
Mikey, have you looked in the backyard and seen my map of Westeros I've created with some of Scotia's dumps and mostly mine?
You're like, I don't think Scotia created Hardhome. No, for a monstrous place like Hardhome, or not Hardhome.
The Wall.
No, what's... Oh, God. It's just the poop covering the fence. What's the place Littlefinger gets?
Oh, Harrenhal?
Harrenhal. Yeah, like,
a giant
no,
castle?
For a monstrous place like Harrenhal, it needs to be my dump. Scotia's wouldn't be logical.
That's not stupid. You smack
but that, again, we're back in the hot dump island.
Well, that's why I call it Poop Joke Island. A poop island literally makes me think like your dumps, like you sit around daydreaming about pooping.
I don't daydream about it, but it's never a bad moment. Yeah. I mean, there's...
I'm never far from that.
Never bad poops, but definitely like... The amount of joy I derive every time Terry tells that poop behind the garage story. Now, that's definitely...
It is great.
That's like a core memory every time. Like, doop.
It just keeps replicating. Meanwhile, Terry's is just like as bright green as possible. Like, and red, like greenish red, like Christmas colors. With purple in there too.
Mine's just nothing but bright yellow.
Sorrow. It's every color but yellow in hers.
I definitely put like a manga island, like, you know, like Marvel Island would probably be in there. Like superheroes in general,
yeah,
probably would have like their own island.
That's kind of just like a fantasy island.
Yeah, like a riding island would probably be on there. Because you notice at the end, they start getting a little bit more obtuse with them. Like, romantic vampire island, boy band island.
Yeah.
So like there'd be some like tertiary ones. Definitely, I think like a fitness island would probably come in there.
Could be just chicks' butts going up and down.
I imagine it would be like me like running on like a never-ending road or something like that. Or something. I don't know why your version had to be as like filthy and voyeuristic as possible.
I should have started it as fitness island to begin with instead of gym island.
I mean, you should have just cut out the part where it's a bunch of chicks' butts in the windows. Like, this is like a 90s Euro video.
I'm just thinking about chicks' butts all day, and you're just thinking about poop all day.
I mean, yes, maybe I'm disgusting. You're a pig, though.
Mikey, I finished making Marine and Bravos. Like, what is that, the neighbor's yard now? How did you fit Essos in this?
No, don't go out into the front yard, basically.
Oh, the Dithraki Sea. You'll want to avoid that.
It's not as much of a sea as it is. Well, you'll find out. Yeah, I think there's some good ones in there. I was going to say for you... actually, no, you do... I know, did you do one for me?
I even started to give you Hipster Island, okay. I think. If I really had to think of another island. I think, well, for both of us probably, but yeah, if, like just a generic kind of entertainer island, comedian. Like between your podcasts and everything you do.
I was really expecting this to be a lot more vicious than it was.
Oh, like, really?
Yeah, oh, like, there's totally... yeah, giant nose island, but bang! No that's... girlfriend island, Shazamo!
You're doing all my islands?
I meant the no girlfriend coming back at me.
You're just riddling me with that. Like, I gave you like some okay islands. Like, take that, you're kind of a hipster.
No, because I was hoping that was how it was going to go, because I was going to swoop in. I was going to be like, you know what island you'd have? Big Brother Island.
Oh, okay. You were setting me up.
Yeah, I was like coming in like, no, you know what you'd have? Big Brother Island. Because I know it's important to you and you do a good job at it.
And I'd just like...
And I'd peck you on the cheek and then I'd just go upstairs to cry because you're like, how about Big Fat Queer Island?
How about Dumpy Homo Island?
Stretch Mark Island.
Like, that'd be great, Stretch Mark Island. Prematurely Balding Island.
Like, whoa, no. Premature, I'm 26, this is around the time.
Not for me.
Not for some Larioses. I've still got it good.
You still got it good. I would definitely keep up with the Rogaine, though.
I've got some more coming in. Oh, good lord.
I know, snappers.
Well, I definitely, Cat Joke Isle would definitely be on mine. Even without Liam in my life, it's still, like, the moment I see a cat video, it's like, this is going to be an amusing 10 seconds to my day.
I was going to make one where, because the islands are supposed to be things that are important to you, and like Liam Island's super, super tiny, but he's just a giant fat cat, and his like back fat's rolling off the island. He's like, hey, how about paying attention?
Like, it's just some tiny crag that like his, like only his paws are able to stay on, and it's just this big body hanging out.
Yeah. He's so fat, his head still pokes out of that abyss that everything falls down.
We do occasionally peer over to the memorial clump of Liam's fur, like he would want us to
for cloning purposes. We have to keep it
just in case. God, I can't imagine that
going to the vet island like sunk years ago.
Oh, that went away. Like, that was when I first got Liam, that would be like a core memory rolled in. It created Cat Island. Then when it popped up, it's like a picture of a cat, and there's like a lot of like tertiary stations to it. There was a little vet place, and I visited Liam to get his like neutering. And, like, I got that bill, and I was like, and that just immediately crumbled off of Cat Island. That place just crumbled right off of Cat Island.
Until turned, like, that's literally,
my,
like...
My Rodan came up, I was like, with a big hammer, like... Enough of that! No more of this! Oh, Scotia girl.
You go to the vet all the time. Well, once a year.
Hey, you get down.
Scotia.
We're having hilarious moments here.
The big cheapness island. What's that? Oh, you'll know soon enough.
You're about to find out. Put that wallet away.
Spend $6 on that sandwich. You'll hear all about it. Well, it's a Subway meatball sub. I'm sure it's worth it. Put the 6-inch. Because it's the one day of the week they don't do the foot long.
I like to think that every time you make a purchase, you regret the purchase hangs around your island afterwards, like shouting out, like, what was that?
Yeah, like anger and fear.
Giant brand's always right below it. You can get that.
Anger, everyone but Joy rules the day for like 10 minutes after that.
Joy's like, I'll just be there. Terry, do you think she would get Pug Island, obviously?
Yeah.
Like just crappy small dog island.
She would argue, but a lot of bullshit islands. So I'm gonna throw out there. Her like probably.
Well, okay, here's the
her work thing. Island's probably bigger than
work.
Neither. Didn't mention a work island. You notice
responsibility island. Derry definitely would get.
Yeah,
her family island is big, plentiful, very active.
But there's some unwelcome neighbors on her family island, I feel like. I feel like there's a lot of, like, why is Hershey on the family island?
That's definitely not. Pink!
Hey, pink!
Just flicking it off.
It's in that cloning machine. It just keeps coming out.
Hurrah, hurrah.
Sorry, babe.
What else would be on Terry's Island? Or Terry's Islands. I think what's core to Terry's character?
Trendy Island, I think, would just be like, Terry usually keeps up with new music more than we do. Fashion is definitely a bigger thing.
There'd definitely be a fashion.
Like a pop culture trivia, Terry would definitely destroy us, I feel like.
Pop culture? Sadly, I'd like to think I'd stand a good chance in that. Based off a trivia.
If it's not at least 50-50 superheroes.
Well, I mean, in movies and television, music in general, I'm still relatively... as long as it's relatively current, like if it gets past like the night, like earlier than the 90s, and I'm like, yeah, I'll probably have to tap out. But I sadly keep my ear more to the pop culture scene than I do any political scene. Travis would be Stud Island.
Cookie Island, Stud Island.
Oh, Cookie Island.
N-word Island. He's only got three.
N-word Island.
In his mind, it's not called N-word Island. I did it to be polite.
He'd also have a dog island. Husband Island, of course. And then, yeah, N-word Island.
Yeah.
And, of course, Sean Toon's Island. 2 p.m. Island.
Yeah. Yeah. Munchies Island.
Cheesecake Island.
Career Island is just a tiny island that constantly changes between like Crab Shack, Pizzeria, Wendy's.
It's like an anonymous family restaurant with like a revolving sign like at the top, like Friendly's.
Family Island's there, but it's so far away on like such a long string, you can't even see what's going on.
It's a ship that occasionally just passes by. Just like Sean looks out and it's just like, oh, hey, Scott's doing well. What's happening with Corey? Oh, who knows?
I'm sure we'll catch up down the road. Back to sleep.
Yeah,
it's like, only 12.
Yeah, it's 11:30. Oh God, I'm waking up so early nowadays. I feel like I'm reverting back to being a child. Is Saturday morning cartoons on?
No,
I'll get
because I taped them. Yeah, because I taped them to get high later.
Sean Toon always one step ahead.
I'm Sean Toon.
As he falls asleep with his bong up his butt.
As he's smoking weed out of his VCR and shoving a tape into the bong.
Just somehow with an extra finger put his head like, I'm a genius. With a burning crown on.
Sean Toon, the E at the end's for genius.
I think we've just about nailed it.
Yeah, I think we've ripped Sean quite a new one for, what are we, 15 minutes into this?
I'm waiting until we could finally get him to actually come to Harrisburg to defend himself. Figure if we slam down him enough, one day he'll have to show up here.
That's what you'd assume, but we've done it like 10 of them.
I know, like it's every time. It's like, hey, Sean, you big gooba, jawless, careerless hobo, why don't you come to Harrisburg and defend yourself?
Let us know when that chick dumps you for smoking weed all day.
Or because, you know, you should probably get a haircut.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus.
Let me know when she dumps you for Corey, because he's the sexier brother.
He's the sexy dude.
You don't think he is? Because I remember you fighting me in a grocery store for it. His sexy honor.
I do remember that. That was pretty monstrous for a while.
It was.
You were in wise. I think both of you were a little drunk or something.
Oh,
like
we were both hammered. And like the 80-year-old security guard's like, I don't want to get in the middle of this.
And it was just, it was a question of like, because for those of you who are listening who aren't aware of our family, basically our cousin, one of our uncles had four kids and... Part of it lines up that one of the boys is basically your age.
Yeah, he's like 6 months younger.
Six months younger than you. And then one of the boys is my age. She was 3 months earlier than I am. So like, comparisons are easily made in there. And the question was like, which would be the older, hotter, like the hotter, older cousin in that scenario? Yeah. So it was you versus Corey. And you were like, obviously it's me.
Just assuming he'd agree, like, yeah. I'm hotter.
Obviously, like, come on. Corey, like, the Edmer of the fucking like, group.
I'm sort of flexing, but I'm not committing to it, because I already know this is a slam dunk runaway
like,
win.
Yeah, like, if you've seen, like, the Narnia movie, like, you know, there was four kids, and one of them gets hit with a snowball, and he's like, stupid, guys! We're like, that's Corey right there.
I'm here for Turkish delights!
The Edwin?
Yeah, the Edwin, like, the wuss. Like, that'd be Corey. Like, clearly I'm hotter than Corey. Yeah. And Sean's at me like, no, fuck you, and I'm going to fight for his honor. And just started like, going at you with it.
He was always like a less ravishing Spock, I would say.
Less ravishing Spock. Knowing full well Spock was never really like a hot stud.
No, but even still, not like Leonard Nimoy would be like, I don't look like that.
It, well, in rest in peace,
Leonard. He'd come back for that. Yeah. Hold on, what did you I say? Look like who? That Gooba?
That monster over there?
Yeah, I was surprised. I was not expecting that to turn into a battle.
And not the
over
only...
him defending Corey's hotness. His sexy honor. That's the best way of defending Corey's sexy honor.
Not the only time you two have had a fight, too, as your impromptu shadow boxing match got...
Yeah, it's always real. Been it's always been fun, though. There's never been, like... Well, the Corey sexy fight, I guess, he took pretty seriously.
I don't think it was definitely, I'm going to kill you, but it was definitely like, fuck you, you old... you ugly son of a bitch.
When are you, the snagglepuss from Boosh? I feel like we should save a lot of these stories for when he's here.
Oh, yeah. Well, definitely. We'll save some of those for the glass we hang on the wall that's just like break in case Sean comes here. Like, one day.
It's the garbage bag of weed that falls out.
Cheetos. Season 5 of Lost.
Yeah. Like, kadoosh. We got to talk about Bing Bong at least a little bit. Or you still haven't done your islands, have you?
I did some.
Okay.
In like Manga Island, like a workout island, riding island, I'm sure would be in there. A family island. And I'm trying not to do like the queefy obvious ones. Like, what would be your unique islands? Then a hot dump island. Yeah, but yeah, I nailed them all.
Then like Soccer Sucks Island.
And like a wrestling island at every so often. It's like a,
I was thinking about that.
It's like there's... it's like a comet. Like every like 10 years, it just rotates back. And like, woof, like, oh, well, I love wrestling again for a hot moment.
But like 12 years ago, that island was huge.
Oh, God, yeah. Every time it passes by my headquarters, like a there's like a mirror or like a little fucking hole. It just shoots through. It cuts a little bit off. It just keeps getting progressively smaller and smaller. Like it used to be like every wrestler, including like developmental guys, and now it like passes through. Yeah. I'm just like, there's two Uso brothers? Rikishi has how many kids?
Who let that happen?
Who let him in?
I feel like we have to talk about Bing Bong then, right? If ever so briefly.
Bing Bong. Okay.
You know what? I was kind of, I mean, he's nice because he's just kind of a goofy character
he's
in the
silly.
Movie.
He's definitely, I think if I was a kid, I would have been like, I love Bing Bong.
He's a pink elephant that's, his body's cotton candy and he has like cat whiskers. And
yeah, he's like, he's very much like a silly concept like a kid would come up
with. Yeah, wears a derby.
Oddly dressed like a hobo. That's the one thing I was like, really, wouldn't a kid,
hobo clown?
Yeah, like wouldn't a kid, especially for a kid who supposedly had some like subconscious fears about a clown, like wouldn't you have given him like a suit or like an astronaut outfit or something?
Wears a bowler. I was very like, yeah, he's okay. And but then he had me when they jump on the wagon and they're racing up to try and get out of that hole and he uses his nose to hold his hat on his head, his trunk.
And you were just like, one day my nose will be prehensile enough to do that.
That'd be, honestly, it would be,
like if your nose,
that'd be pretty sweet.
Like your nose grows another 7 inches. No.
Then I can hold my hat to my head?
7 inches, but becomes prehensile. Like you can then like manipulate it as you wish.
Who is that? There's someone... I think there's what's his name from Pod Racers?
Watto?
Sebulba? Yeah, Watto.
Where you're just like, hey, it's Outlanders. They come, they never buy.
I was like, who's got like a small shitty trunk? Like, it's not even useful for anything. I was like, that's him. Like, he's Outworlders. Are you buying the droid or not?
He was such a like racist Jewish caricature too. Like, as they come, they never buy. Oh, man, I've got to observe now.
We used to sit there and just listen to it on like the main menu. I mean, he only said like three things.
Oh, well, that's because also it was a game. Like when you played it, you were like, "This is infuriating!"
Oh my god, fuck it!
Sebulba killed me again. That fuck.
He's so. Oh, why is his car so good? No, but if my nose were like long enough that like I'd walk past like. People and like take my hat off with it like, evening ladies.
Knowing full well it's going to be terrible.
The freak out factor, yeah. But I mean, if my nose is that long, it's not like I'm raining in the pussy to begin with. I'm shoveling it into my car.
I guess freak show pussy.
Yeah, but at that point, they got to love the hat move. Yeah. I mean, at that point, it's like, why not just go with it? Like, this is fun. I'm tipping my hat with my nose. Yeah.
Then you're like the guy like who lost a leg, who like occasionally, like, I don't know, like he's formed like a crutch dance. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
Like, you've really owned your injury, your deformity, your monsterism, as you might say.
Really parlayed it into kind of a savoir faire. But Bing Bong dies. Pretty sad.
Doesn't just die, he literally is forgotten, which is like he just ceases to exist whatsoever. So it's not even like...
Technically, none of them are alive, but...
Yeah, but it is like... It's a pretty rough... I mean, he has like a...
I mean, he's super happy on his way out.
Yeah, he doesn't... Like, that's the kind of one of the cool things about the movie is there's no antagonist. There's no Lotso who's like, oh, Lotso!
You and, fucking shit bear!
It's Hitler, then Lotso. That's my list of villains in this life I've experienced.
That's who, if I go back in time...
I'm killing Hitler, and if I don't have time for that, which I might not, I'm getting Lotso. Like a fiction, like you could have stopped the most well-known monster in history, but you stopped to prevent Pixar from making an animated bear who they defeat?
Who didn't kill anybody. Never mind the fact it's not real, so he certainly didn't kill anybody, but not even in the show.
They were toys to begin with. Andy wasn't going to suffer if they died.
And he gets it at the end anyway. I mean, sort of. It's, I wouldn't like that, but...
But... Yeah, no. Where was I going with that? Oh, no. Like, Bing Bong isn't, like, an antagonist of any kind. Like, he is just someone who is generally happy to, like, see her. And he has a sad moment where, like, the whole thing with the rocket is, like, they're going to take it to the moon. So that's the only concept he has. He's like, I'm going to take her to the moon. And that's his last wish, is, like, take
her. Well, he's got that line where it's like, he sees the picture of her now. She's like, she'll never fit in that rocket now.
That's actually a pretty sad type. Yeah. He's like, she'll never fit in my rocket.
It's like him starting to figure out that he's superfluous.
Yeah, like, she's just outgrown him at this point, literally and, you know, mentally as well. But, his last line is like, take her to the moon for me. And she's like, I will.
It's a tearjerker.
And it's just like... I know it would have maybe been too cheesy for them to do it, but if it was just like, if like in a Pixar movie, two movies from now, like, I don't know, like fucking Cars 12 or whatever, there's just like a newspaper in the background that just says, astronaut Riley Anderson makes it to the moon. Would you just sit there for a moment like, bing, bang, bong?
That'd be sweet. And she's like singing the song. Bing, bong, bing, bong.
Well, she can't do that, brother. She's forgotten bing, bong. Oh, that's
true. I do. I think it could definitely, I love, that's the one good scene, like, Fear, when he sees him in the night, where he's like, bing bong?
Yeah, bing bong.
I could definitely see Pixar doing that as, like, a animated TV series, like a flashback from her when she was a kid. Like, oh, it's Bing Bong Adventures.
Apparently, I was reading...
It's about the only marketable thing from that show, if you're going to make toys.
I mean, yeah, like, I even think, like, you're like, you create toys... Who in the right mind is going to go to a store and be like, Mommy, buy me Fear?
Like, why? Anger might sell.
Anger might sell because he's kind of funny. I definitely would not see people buying Fear or Disgust, though. You'd be like, those just sound bad.
No, thank you. Joy's dressed a little slutty.
Shit, I was about to go
somewhere. The movie, it's definitely more... I don't think I've walked out of a Pixar movie and thought that hard. Like, do I let enough sadness into my life?
It's a pretty cool message. But
it started with this terrible volcano movie.
Oh, God.
But it plays the entire time a song that sounds very much like Over the Rainbow, the Hawaiian version, which always starts getting me like in a dark place. So it wasn't a great start for me.
Oh, it's all, and I've seen it three times
now. And it blows.
And yeah, every time I'm just like, it's just, it feels like it goes on forever. Like, how many verses are there to this shady song about volcanoes falling in love? Which is just a ridiculous concept from the start. Why would I want volcanoes to fall in love? They just explode and murder things. All those happy couples he's watching ever, one day he's going to erupt and murder them all.
And he's hideous. He doesn't deserve her.
He's a hideous fat volcano. Yet for some reason, when they go to the female volcano, she's all svelte and human-like. Like she has like hair and
a
like,
feminine figure.
Like a carved face so she looks beautiful. And she's just next to this big craggy monster. And she's just clearly settled for. Like, even in the song, you almost see her like, oh, this is what I've been, like, this.
Fine, he can sing. You don't get that many points for being able to sing.
No.
Danny DeVito is not the lead singer of the Rolling Stones.
For a reason.
And he was the definitely the Danny DeVito of Volcanoes.
Ow, that is just an awful beginning. Just
it is.
Awful. Down. The movie itself, down. Very good. I was reading, I was watching, like, a video on, like, like little tips or trivia facts about the movie. And I guess originally one of the ideas they had was Riley would have gone inside her own head and gone on the adventure with Joy and Sadness. And I was like, that seems kind of goofy. And then there was another one where they're like, Joy leaves the brain and goes into the human world. I guess like a Greek gazoo kind of thing where like only Riley could see her.
Because that works so well.
Yeah. I'm very glad they decided to go with it the way they did. But yeah, no, very good movie. If you get the chance, definitely give it a very high recommendation. Yeah,
maybe not great for kids. Just let them watch Up Again.
I would definitely want my kid to see it, but I'd want them to see it when they're like 9, 10. Like in an age where I'm like, they'll enjoy some of the funniness, but there's a message here I want them to get more than that. Like you need to accept sadness, enjoy.
Yeah.
But like here, you know, there's some funny moments to it too. Like, I think what I'd do is I'd be like, oh, this is a movie from my childhood, knowing full well I saw it when I was 26. And be like, here, I want you to enjoy it with me. And then be like, yeah, how'd you feel at the end of that when they had some important messages? Be like, it's kind of a boring movie. I'm like, it's not boring. Ping Pong's hilarious.
I really like the volcano thing. That was kind of Why is that even? I thought I fast-forwarded to that.
It's like that song in Muppet Christmas Carol we always skip through. Like,
oh, the love one.
Yeah, like...
The love we... Yeah, no, that's even the end one.
No, it's some... It's
we don't even know it because we fast-forwarded.
I think it actually might be the love we had.
Oh,
it's just... It's like rephrased at the end.
Forever, na, 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 na,
yeah, never say goodbye or something gay like... It was an awful song in Muppet Christmas Carol. Awful song at the end of it, but fast-forward through that like we do Lava now.
That stupid lava me.
God, that's awful.
Someone no lava.
Oh, it's for that pun, too. That's the most infuriating. Oh, no, no, the ugly bam. But no, the fact
Quasimodo that, volcano.
The fact that it's this love song all based around the pun of love and lava. Like, it's not even, like, that's not even a good pun. Like, it's not like, I lava you. Like, fucking, that's not even good.
You're better than this, Pixar. That's a DreamWorks pun right there.
Yeah, that if this had been parlayed in anything else, like if this ever made a full-length feature and you told me Pixar made it, I'd be like, you're crazy. There's no way they would have made something this stupid.
No.
But what can you do?
Pixar can't hit home runs with all the shorts.
No. I mean, if you're going to give me a main, you know, attraction, like Inside Out, I'll endure 5 minutes of poop, but... Let's get more old men playing chess.
I'm going to say this would have been the perfect time for a Bing Bong short beforehand. Gotten the kids excited about him beforehand. Because you see him and you're just like, what is that?
Yeah, but I kind of like the way they structure. Because as, you know, like, as somebody, and I'm not like a professional writer or anything like that, but somebody who reads and writes a lot.
Bing Bong.
As a storyteller, I can identify that they handle Inside Out perfectly. There's no real concept they ever introduce spontaneously to the viewer, and there's not a lot of moments where they're like they're just speaking directly, like almost any time they cut off or keep away from just becoming like exposition or expository. Very well crafted, which makes sense. Supposedly it was a movie in production for like 10 years. So I don't know if you heard what's his name, Iwata, the president of Nintendo, died.
Yeah.
He was,
the guy that sold merchant parts to the pod racers?
But yeah, some auto.
I finally died. You can have my nose.
Here you go, Mikey. It's too short to fit. Just puts
my hat on my face, like smack, smack, smack.
He doesn't tip my hat, can't reach it.
This was definitely the biggest complaint I had about this nose.
Is she just like showing off and like dog tags to people, ladies, instead? Like, how you doing, ma'am? You're gonna rape me.
Gayest thing ever.
You're some kind of pedophile, aren't you? Like, no, I'm trying to own my monstrosity. The Peugeot, so you definitely want to have sex with me.
How old was he?
55. He was not that
old. Yeah, that sucks.
But he was like a driving mind behind a lot of their games. He was a programmer for them for a very long time. Made like Smash Brothers.
More bad news for Nintendo.
Yeah, it's pretty rough. I didn't have like heart attack, I think, or well, some kind of illness. I haven't read much into it.
I'm pretty sure if he'd been eaten by a gator, you would have that would have been in the headline.
No, it was definitely
some kind of illness, Mike.
It was some kind of condition. I can't remember if it was a heart attack that caused it or what exactly, but he unfortunately passed. So I'd give it a courtesy mention.
Pod racing accident.
Huh? Didn't think those were actually real. But...
Sebulba.
Oh. When we arrange stuff.
When will someone
bring... Scotia, you stop eating healthy dog treats.
That we leave on the floor.
Yeah, that you find. When definitely definitely not garbage.
Definitely not dead. When will Sebulba's reign terror end?
Oh, he died due to complications from a bile duct tumor.
Will somebody finally bring Sebulba to justice? Bile duct tumor. That's a bad way to go. I still get to see Hero, Big Hero 6. That's...
You don't have to like
rush. Oh, really?
It's definitely like it's in red box. Catch it whenever. It's good. It's just, you know, it's not Riddles. It's better than Riddle Snakey. It's definitely like distraction news good.
Okay.
Like pretty good. I'm excited for this, but it's no Captain Bones.
No need to get that sad where I'm already like, now I've run out of adult superhero movies to watch. I'm going to watch one that's clearly targeted just at children.
By the way, we've gotten a lot of compliments on our Crash Box discussion.
Did we?
Not, well, it's half and half. It's been a lot of like, I can't believe you guys managed to go on for like 40 minutes on Crash Box. Like, yeah, we really nailed into it. We really dove into that conversation.
HBO snobs that we are.
But no, people enjoyed it. That's the response.
If you knew it, then I'm sure you loved it. If you didn't, you're like, this is just really going
almost unanimously from people who were like, I've never heard of it.
Oh, really?
You went on forever on this weird, obscure, like, it wasn't that obscure.
Check it out. I'm pretty sure it's on HBO On Demand.
You can get it on demand, definitely. You can't get it on HBO Go, I've found, but it is on demand.
And it's on every Saturday and Sunday for like 3 hours on HBO Family.
Oh, thank Christ. Now, on the topic of superheroes, though, Comic-Con just came by, finished. No Marvel presence there. They did not show up. But big DC presence and also Fox. Trailers have dropped for a lot of the big stuff. It's the point where Terry's like, where do I turn this off?
It's like, oh, God. I thought...
First, they call me disgusting and queefy. And
my husband has an N-word island? What is the...
Now they're talking about superheroes. Some trailers came out. Figure we'd talk about them. I guess first and foremost, though, have you seen the cast photos that have come out for Age of Apocalypse?
No.
Specifically the ones that show Apocalypse.
I saw the really shitty trailer. Well, let's watch... you can also watch that, like the shitty trailer. I thought they would have released it officially, but they gave a sneak peeky.
Why did you give it like an adorable name?
It's got a sneak peekaroo out.
Yeah, like I gotta eat my veggie.
I'm a sneak peekaroo.
Let's see. What is it?
Oh God, Palpatine's in it. No part of that.
Apocalypse.
Darth Jadis.
Age of Apocalypse trailer. All right, so we're gonna disappear for a hot second here and try to see if this actually comes out. So, I've seen it then. I like Days of Future Past a lot. I thought it was a pretty good movie. Very good, actually.
Oh, that was excellent.
It's a very good movie. A really good way of closing off basically like both iterations of X-Men. Like closing off the past while also...
Correcting a lot of shit endings in X-Men
like
3.
Giving those characters like a hearty, like good farewell, like the Xavier...
Magneto actually
relationship in that one.
I'm not a huge Cyclops fan, but just killing him off.
Bringing it back so that Jean and Cyclops have a happy ending. Like, oh yeah, these are cool things. Although the Rogue version is supposed to be out soon. Like that's supposed to include the like 30 minutes of Rogue that got her like third billing on the credits.
I'll check it out. That's the hardest I've laughed in any superhero movie ever.
But
Michael Fassbender. Anna Paquin.
Yeah. And then Peter
Dinklage. Ellen Page. Ellen Page. She's like 20% of the movie is her.
That was definitely a weird one. But this one, I don't want to be like I'm not excited for it. It's a little bit more of like a tentative excitement, I think. One, there's no Wolverine in it, which I guess is always like kind of an
exception. No, he is in it.
Well, I think he's a cameo or something. Oh, like that.
I don't think he's a main character.
And if you see any of the cast, which is weird because there's like 20 people if you see cast photos and he's never in them. Like Quicksilver's in them. I think like Havoc's in them. Like it's clearly like Gambit and fucking like all those people are in it. You're like, okay, clearly you're going with like the entire cast, but Wolverine's not in it, so we must not have any kind of large role.
Well, and plus just not pumping him as much because I think he's signed on for one more Wolverine movie.
And he's going to do...
Which Old Man Logan is the rumor. Yeah, that would be sweet. That's
what he said. He's going to do an Old Man Logan movie.
Which would be great.
Very cool. But the thing that really has me kind of concerned, and I want to see if they have the photo here. Yeah. So this is Apocalypse.
Yeah.
Who, I don't know if you'll notice, is 4 inches taller than Psylocke Olivia Munn?
Now, granted, the movie doesn't come out for over a year.
This could be very much like, if you ever see photos of Ultron on the shooting set of Age of Ultron, it's just some big, goofy, like, robot top that they're like, this is what you use to look, like, so you know where to look at, and it's all CGI later. A lot of this will be CGI'd. But
the Ivan Ooze costume that he recycled.
But you definitely, I'm like, you better find a way to put this motherfucker on stilts.
Because there is no
reason that Storm should be at his height and Olivia Munn should be like at his chin.
No, that I agree. He definitely, they need to, and thank God there's still time. And I'm sure that seems to be everyone. I haven't heard anyone be like, yeah, he looks good. Everyone's like, you need.
What the fuck?
You need to build this guy up. He's. Like taller than the Hulk.
I mean, look, I understand.
Well, he can be whatever size he wants. Yeah, why would he be 5'10"?
Yeah. Well, he's like 6'1"'s about average height. Yeah, I don't want to be unfair. I don't want Olivia Munn to feel weird. Just wear heels everywhere.
Apocalypse isn't cheap. Her costume's kind of, that's a little too much like the comic for my taste.
Really? You too much like it? I mean, it is exactly like the comic version, essentially. You know, the blue leotard.
Maybe just that shot's not very flattering.
I
mean, it's very like giant fupa.
Ooh! Ow! Whoa! Look at you!
It feels like it
Hot Butt Island suddenly.
Olivia Munn's spinning. Getting, yeah. Well, no, it's spinning. Olivia Munn just fell off it. It was spinning so fast.
I think she looks real good there. I think the only thing that doesn't work for me is the purple hair. But I'm like, well, that's obviously not gonna like. There's no natural purple hair in the world, so that's why it looks a little weird. But no, I think she looks good. It's cool, kind of going with the costume, even though. It's a costume that was designed by men in, like, the 90s where, like, a female character couldn't have an outfit that wasn't, like, a leotard or, like, some kind of, like, bikini variation.
She's the perfect... It's the perfect casting. Can you pull up a shot of Ivan Ooze real quick?
Yes. You're not... I don't want to take your thunder away. You're not the first person to make comparison between the two. Hold on. Apocalypse Ivan Ooze. I'm sure a couple images will pop up. Just wait. Images. Yeah, you're not the first one to jump on this train. But yes, he is very close to Ivan Ooze.
But there's still plenty of time. And I thought I read that they're like, yeah, he's definitely going to be... There's going to be a fair amount of CGI in him.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm hoping the voice gets some CGI, too.
The voice that you hear in the trailer is not going to be the voice. Because he can't... The actor's already gone out and said, like... Yeah, I'm going to be doing everything after the fact because you can't hear me in the suit. Like, my voice isn't heard. So it's going to be a voice afterwards. My hope is they're just like, you know who's a really memorable villain recently? Get him a cup. It's going to be Bane.
over there, Charles Xavier. Perhaps we should have a quarter.
So your X-Men have come here to die.
It's going to be very painful for you. Wait, hold on. I fucked that up. Well, I'm going to say it's going to hurt a lot. And then you say, I think you can take it. And then I'll have my good retort. So it looks like it's going to hurt.
I come here for peace. I just want to talk to my old friend Banshee.
He's very dead, you know
that. About him, we'd let him die.
Yeah, he's super dissected.
Where's my good friend Azazel?
We couldn't kill him off. You're supposed to be the side of Marvel that doesn't kill off all your good characters.
So Age of Apocalypse could be good.
I'm definitely still looking forward to it.
Like, yeah, like that's if you
it's hard to imagine they would drop the ball that much after Days of Future Past.
Considering like their last two movies have been like stellar.
And First Class is still really good.
Yeah, like that's what I could say. First Class and Age of Apocalypse or Days of Future Past are real good.
It's definitely a stronger one or two movies than the first X-Men one or two were. So I would
It should be good. Then there's any interest in Deadpool? You've seen the trailers?
Or
the
teaser? Don't like Ryan Reynolds, but
I mean, you could tell
that someone works for that guy.
You could tell someone it's Daniel Day-Lewis in that suit. Who's gonna know? It's a full body costume.
Yeah, I'll see it. I'll see anything the X-Men put out. I'm glad to see them like kind of diversifying.
Well, you know it's cool. Well, you might not give a fuck, but you know it's a main character in it. Colossus. Boosh.
Is it Daniel Pudmore?
No, I'm sure they got someone better than that. Because he's a main character.
He's got to be furious.
He's like, no! Because I guess Colossus is a big supporting character in Deadpool so often.
Yeah, I guess you want like the strong silent type that...
Am I the only one too, though, that has absolutely... Like, I don't have any like sexual affections towards fucking Sophia Turner?
Oh god, she's so hot.
No, I don't.
Sansa Stark? Oh man.
Not in the least.
I'm...
She has just like this pouty mom face, like
Oh. It would I mean she's getting a bit long in the tooth, but still hot as hell.
I want to go to her page right now and be like, Sophia Grace, 19, you're just like ancient. Oh,
god. Are they bringing Golden Girls back? I don't think so.
Let's see here. So this is the IMDb for Deadpool. Cast is Deadpool, Copycat, and Colossus, played by Andre Tirico Tuix. I don't know who that is. But yeah, he's on there. Oh, Gina Carano's in the movie as Angel Dust. TJ Miller. An eclectic kind of cast.
Who's the bad guy?
Who knows? who gives a fuck? How about that? Isn't Deadpool really the villain in his world anyway? You gonna see, or have you seen? You've seen it, the Star Wars trailer. I have been avoiding it since it came out because I didn't.
The one that came out like 3 months ago.
Yeah,
yeah.
I've been avoiding it significantly because I wanted to kind of go into Star Wars relatively like clean. I didn't want to see too much of the movie beforehand because I feel like I kind of hurt some of my expectations of Age of Ultron by doing that. So I tried to avoid it, but I went to see Ant-Man. The trailer played before it. And I do have to admit, like, it's not, like, a very, like, revealing trailer. You get, like, a lot of stuff from, you know, Mark Hamill in it. But there's just one shot, though. You see Harrison Ford, old Han Solo. You see Chewbacca. And I forget the line he even says, something like that. We're back, Chewie, or something like that. And at that moment, I mean, it was kind of cold in the theater, but anyway, I explained it, but my spine tingled. Yeah. I was like, oh.
It is sweet.
We were like, it's the universe. You never, like, I guess I never really expected to see it back. And even hearing the news, I'm like, yeah, whatever. But like seeing it, like, oh, that is pretty cool.
I loved it from start to finish. That opening where you see like a Star Destroyer just poking out of the sand.
And like, there's a
tease. And the whole Mark Hamill thing. Everyone's like harping on it. Like the line he goes, you know, whatever. My father has it. It's not my father had it. My father has it.
No, I thought you said had it. My father had it. My sister has it. Which I thought was kind of revealing, like, oh, like, is she a Jedi too? Like, did she learn to be a Jedi afterwards?
Yeah, I think, well, I mean, I know in all the books she did, but I'd assume they did something with her. I thought it was weird he kept the mask, the Vader mask.
Yeah, it's a bit strange.
Like, the one thing your dad, I'm sure, was telling you, he was dying, like, don't remember me as Darth Vader. He's like, I'll just take the mask with me.
Remember me as the hero of the Jedi for a while, and good father at the end.
This is just a really cool mask, Dad. I'm going to take it with me. Even though it's all busted as shit, I'm taking it with me.
It's pretty pimp. It's like when you leave the fucking Nihilus' ship in Old Republic 2 with his mask. You're like, wasn't it said like his mask slowly consumes the universe? Like, fuck it. It's pretty sweet.
I mean, he didn't have
can't wear it.
He didn't have a physical form, so that mask could clearly be part of him. I loved it. I honestly, like, I was kind of like, eh, we'll see. But when I saw it, I was like, this is sweet. Like,
it is cool.
The metal hand, like, on top of R2-D2.
Yeah, like, holding out a lightsaber at one point to give it to somebody. And they're like throwing in the new cast pretty well too. I heard.
I didn't know it was going to be Brianna Tarth as that new stormtrooper.
That's pretty exciting too. Yeah, like, that's a great role for her too. Like put a.
And cool they're talking like now. Finally a female character that's not going to be sexualized at all.
Like you're basically giving like that, essentially what it seems to me like that's our new Boba Fett kind of character. Like, this is going to be the bad ass of the Empire.
Well, it's Disney now, so they might just kill her off in the first movie.
Yeah, like we don't have time to have too many villains. And then, like, they show...
I didn't realize that Adam Driver is the one in the mask, too.
Who's Adam Driver?
He's the Sith.
Oh, in I don't it. Know.
But there's been clips of him without the mask, but I guess the Sith they show in the mask is him as well.
Okay, the one that kind of looks like Rogan's mask.
Yeah, it's, so I thought that was going to be kind of... Because, I mean, someone... Unless they use holo... Like, well, what do they call them? Holo...
Holograms?
Yeah, where we're like the Sith used to put, especially in like the KOTOR games, they used to put their teachings into like
Hala, yeah.
Yeah, where you can be like Russell Crowe from Man of Steel and just continue living for some reason.
Hanging around with them.
Have new opinions on something you never encountered in real life.
Yeah, just like, oh, have you heard the new music today? Not a big fan of Ariana Grande.
Like, what?
How do you program this into you? Or what is this?
25 years ago. How did you anticipate Ariana Grande?
I'm programmed with a lot of names and opinions.
Mostly and pop match. Culture. This technology confuses me, though. Yeah, I don't know.
What's... Oof. Oh, man, that's a lot of switches.
Good luck with that.
Probably should just lightsaber them all. Or maybe not. It might explode. Who knows? But I don't know if I'm a big fan of the recent seasons of Big Bang Theory. I feel like they've really moved away from beginning, you know, where it was quaint, and now it's just a little too aware of itself. Like, you're programmed with an opinion... of a shifting landscape of a show that didn't exist till you were alive.
Dad, how do I stop Zod? Who?
What?
What's a Zod? You met him. You knew him.
You were friends with him.
The first 10 minutes, horseshit scenes of that movie he had to sit on Krypton. You knew him well.
I don't think I programmed anything about Zod into this.
Lord Zed from Power Rangers?
I mean...
Pretty sure Ivan Ooze just got rid of him, didn't he?
Yeah, you know what? I'm not really sure if I'm happy with the fact that he and Rita Repulsa got married at the end. I mean, it always seemed like they were better as a constantly chasing, fighting couple sort of thing.
Yeah, when she got power over him, it was really... It took a lot of the wind out of that character.
I mean, I have heard that recent seasons did a Z-wave that suggests he might even be turned into a good guy, and that's just ridiculous. How do I fight Zod?
Zod. Z-O-D.
I'm telling you about Zed. Or are you talking about Zed the pop star? Because that's a different discussion.
Led Zeppelin?
But yeah. Where were we? Oh, Star Wars. Yeah, Star Wars should be pretty good.
Yeah, I like that new trailer a lot. They didn't really do... I thought there'd be one for that they were going to do a comic. I mean, they did kind of like a behind-the-scenes one, but I thought there was going to be like a full-blown new one, because that's out in, what, 4 months? Five?
December. It's like a Christmas movie.
Yeah, that's going to be out pretty soon.
I'd be ecstatic if that's the only trailer we get leading into it, because it doesn't tell you a whole lot. And that's, again, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to, like, get it so I don't find out a whole lot about this movie beforehand. I'm going to bite your dick off.
She's getting in that.
Speaking of Zod, Batman vs. Superman trailer.
Can we watch that again? I haven't. All right, I saw it, but it was a while ago.
We're going to pause this real quick and we'll be back in just a moment. And we're back.
Kaboosh.
So we can throw it right out there. That is a pretty awful looking Lex Luthor.
Yeah, that's like the one serious misgiving I have about that trailer.
Yeah, that's the one thing, like, even watching, I was like, this is getting pretty good. And then they cut back to him doing like, the red capes are coming. I was like, this just... It's the thing that when I see the
trailer...
It's
almost like a Joker trailer.
Like, every time I see it, I'm just like, I still don't get what role you're supposed to have. Like, what... Like, because you don't look like you're, like, a wealthy CEO. You look like you're, like, some fucking, like, you know, Silicon Valley startup. Like, something like that. Like, how do you have any power over Batman in this situation? Like, where are you... Like, how are you involved in this?
Well, you saw a LexCorp thing in Man of Steel, like a billboard or something. So you assume he's already established.
I guess, but it's definitely, like, it's still like a moment where I'm just like, you just don't seem imposing.
It's quickly brings me down while watching the trailer. The red capes is coming one sucks.
Yeah, that's pretty awful. Also, I have a bone to pick with you. That Mama Kent line still sucks. You don't owe these people anything. You never have. Like, can we, like, what happened to the point of the parents of Superman are supposed to be the reasons he is a superhero? Why is his mom like, Don't be. You don't need to be a hero.
Well, just have Congress call him like Hitler or whatever.
Yeah, but isn't the point of Superman is that if he like was called into court, he'd absolutely accept and do it because he is about justice as well, like not just his justice.
Looks like he did get called into court and he did go.
Yeah, but his mom's still shitting. Like his mom's like, you don't know these people.
Anything. I think she means you don't have to be Superman anymore.
But I thought she was supposed to be the one encouraging him to be Superman. Like the reason he chooses to help people is because he was found. Like he was have a very found like good foundation from his parents. Like that was what they instilled upon him. Like whether you had these gifts or not, you're supposed to be a good person.
But they already fucked that up in the last one.
Oh yeah, I mean Pa Kent being like, maybe you should have let them kids die. Like don't do it to Mama Kent too.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I think it is. It's looking better.
I absolutely love Bruce Wayne being in Metropolis when the last movie happened.
Yeah, that's kind of... That's,
just him looking at the sky with, like, fear and anger. And
the beams flying through his building.
Yeah.
Like, oh, hey, we'll actually pay off to the fact that Superman really fucked things up and blew up.
And I'm glad that's not getting glossed over.
Like, that'd be great. Like, the world's greatest hero, Superman, everybody. Like, that's the start of
like
it.
Like, terrorists throwing their weapons down.
And
like,
Batman's just finished arresting the Clock King. He's like, why am I not getting that award? Like, world's greatest
superhero. Turns around, Batman. Handcuffs are empty. Clock King's gone.
Shit. It walks outside as a big Ben with like a note on it like, oh, it's gonna be a day and a half work.
A bunch of dead children's heads hanging off it like,
oh, he's gotten a lot more.
He kicked it up a notch, Clock King has.
He really stepped this one up. His threats have gotten a lot more to stick.
Some would say it's a reaction to mine. It's like the calendar man's head on the pike, like,
remember, bad villains, this is your fate too. Really, you just slapped Joker literally on the wrist and let him go. Well, these things happen. It could be good.
I'm liking it. I'm hoping. Still, one of my biggest concerns about the movie is Wonder Woman.
I get the feeling that what we've seen in the trailer is like Bryan Cranston in Godzilla. I think we've pretty much seen every scene she's going to have in that movie. She's going to have like these two real quick shots of her like in like day clothes walking around. You'll see she has some connection to Bruce. Batman will obviously lose the fight in the movie. And he'll call her in to, like, fight Superman. And that will probably be, like, the end. It's, like, them fighting, and I don't know, like, fucking... Like, look out! It's Darkseid! And then it'll be, like, hard cut. Like, Justice League, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, or something like that. I don't know. But some... I feel like they've shown all of her scenes deliberately to be like, here she is! And
yeah.
Okay, make sure to see it. Wonder Woman's gonna be in this movie, too. Wink, wink.
No Cyborg shots.
Well, I think Vic Stone's going to be in the movie until some accident will occur and they'll be like, well, we have to save him. We only have these random assortment of cyborg pots. And, you know, hard cut to the like, burner, burn, burner. I think it's a trash can, like a bucket for a head. He's like, didn't have anything better than this, Pops.
This really caught me surprised.
I had a lot of pots, but they were fitted more to a female robot's body, so I didn't want to make any.
I feel like this would have been weird if I had a big pair of robot tits.
There are Gatling guns in it, but it definitely wouldn't have fit your figure very well. Also, that hydraulic vagina would have just been weird.
It's a world destroyer.
And then, of course, there is a...
Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad. Have you seen the trailer for that?
Yeah.
What's your thought on that? What say you, Suicide Squad?
I'll see it, regardless. Parts of it look good, parts of it look interesting. After as much pooping I did on Heath Ledger before Dark Knight came out...
You're just like, yeah, maybe we should give Jared Leto a little bit of time.
The line he gives, I thought, is really shitty. Like, yeah. I'm just going to hurt you really, really bad. He almost sounds like he has a lisp.
But... Well, here's the thing. And this is what I feel is the fatal flaw of the trailer. How do you do it and not end with his laugh? Because that's what got you hooked into Heath Ledger. And you're just like, oh, that's fucking... Now I'm excited for this. Like, that's how you get people in there. If Jared Leto, and I'm sure he can, has like some crazy laugh. Yeah. Like, end with that. That would get me more stoked than him being like, I'm going to hurt you a lot.
It's like, but just like the pussy eating thing. Like,
stop that. Also, I mean, I try not... I don't want to poop on him because I had the same kind of... Like, not negative thoughts, but when I heard, like, Batman was going to be Bruce or Ben Affleck, I was like, that's weird. And now I've come full circle. I'm like, nah, it kind of actually works.
He works as, like, a middle-aged bat, like a guy who's been doing it for a while.
He also works if you're casting Batman in, like,
what
a...
monster sends Bruce Wayne, like, the news article of his parents dying and say it was your fault? Like, that's... Oh, like a whole, I feel like even the Joker would be like, oh, that's a little
what
harsh.
What the fuck?
He was seven.
Yeah, it's a bit of a douchey thing.
That'd be sweet if he did it himself. Like,
he
like,
motivates himself.
Like, it was your fault. You're right, it was.
Like, he's Tyler Durden. Like, he just has some alternate personality. It sends him rude things to motivate himself. But, I was, like, kind of negative on... Not negative, but very, like, blasé on Batman as Ben Affleck, but... Or vice versa, but... I'll give Jared Leto the benefit of the doubt. He might prove us all wrong.
Yeah.
Pretty diverse guy. Harley Quinn, no
super sexy shot.
No New York voice either. No, yeah, like, that's... Mr. J, it's very much like her, like, I forget, she has some stupid line in the trailer, like, something about the crazy ones, huh? You talking to me or something? Like, not even that much of a voice, like, accent to it.
No, it's really none. I forget. Like, are you the devil? It's very much her voice.
Like, almost like she's playing like a child.
And she has kind of like, doesn't she have kind of like a Long Island accent?
I mean, I was gonna say she definitely has one in Wolf of Wall Street. Like, come on there, daddy. Like, yeah. You're just like, do that voice. I mean, yeah. Holy shit, that was almost like perfect for her. I mean, yeah, you're not gonna be exactly what's her name, but. You'd still nail it. I think I'd be more excited for this movie if this was like the seventh movie in like DC's movie universe. It's the fact that it's like two movies in.
It's ballsy going.
A Suicide Squad. It'd be like if Marvel went like Iron Man, Incredible Hulk. I know it's still Guardians out there. Like, yeah. Maybe you should give us more time. Like, we haven't even seen the heroes in the DC movies be heroes yet before I want to see the bad guys be heroes, you know?
Yeah, I would definitely agree.
But I still, again, I'll
probably good for still... DC. They already got enough villains that, like, oh, and all of these guys can die except Joker, and it's not going to be, like, any big loss.
Yeah, I mean, it's Suicide Squad. Most of that.
At least three of those people are eating.
I guarantee.
I'm going to put Adewale, Abisi, I'm sure isn't going to get to any more. Killer Croc, I can't imagine.
I'm sure. I think the only people who are pretty much guaranteed to survive are going to be Joker, Harley. Maybe not even Joker and Harley.
Yeah.
Maybe just Joker will kill off Harley or something like that. And then probably like Tom Hardy's character. I feel like Will Smith, they'll kill him.
Tom Hardy's not in it.
Yeah, he is. Oh, no, he's not in it anymore. It's someone else has taken over his role.
Jaden something.
He's
got like a black dude's name, but he's definitely not.
Yeah, it's that dude from the Terminator movie. Nah, I can't remember what it is. No. I'm too lazy.
And I don't care enough to look it up.
No. But yeah, no, could be.
Yeah, I know who you're talking
it's
about.
It's like J something.
Yeah, J-A-I. But, yeah, it's worth seeing.
Jai Courtney.
Jai Courtney, that's it. Yeah.
There we go. Got it. Boosh. So yeah, it could be decent. And I think that's pretty much it for, like, our big nerdy comic book news at this point.
Yeah, it wasn't the amount of groundbreaking stuff that usually come out of Comic-Con, but still, like...
I think at this point...
DC's first year to shine.
I think it's also at a point now where everything's been announced for the most part. Like, we know the next, 4 years of comic book movies, at least the attention of what they're doing with it. So there's not much to really, like, tease at that point. It's just like, here's either teaser, like, trailers or... Yeah, maybe some casting news, but beyond that. And I think DC's pretty much announced most of its big casting. I think we know... I guess the only other big thing is that they said it's going to be Green Lantern Corps for a Green Lantern movie. So they might not...
So there is still a shot for Black Johnson.
I think I heard they're thinking of John Stewart, but they might do like John Stewart and Guy Gardner or Kyle Radner.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the white one is that normally they use. I forget which one's which.
I think it's Guy Gardner.
I think so. But yeah, they're teasing the idea like, oh, we'd have both of them in our movie.
Kyle Reiner, I think, is like the punk rock kind of
guy. Yeah, and then like, you know, when we do Justice League, we'll just put one of them in it. Like, one Green Lantern will show up in that, you know.
Make it black. And sorry, Cyborg. Pating! No one can tell. Anytime we do the pating, that's like us flicking your finger like you're flicking a bug off your shoulder. Like, ping!
Yeah, I don't know. It's, I'd rather them do Jon Stewart. And I guess, I forget where I heard that. I think it was on Fat Man on Batman. Kevin Smith was talking about it. That at this point...
Mike Bardeen was talking about it. He's like, at this point... Kids that grew up with the Justice League show, they're like, Black Green Lantern's what we know.
Yeah, and that was a great character.
Yeah.
Phil LaMarr voiced him. He was like the stoic marine of the team. Like, yeah. Very, like... get shit done kind of guy.
Him and Flash, it was like the straight guy and the goofy guy. Yeah, every like, time they paired great him up.
Combo, yeah. Not as queefy as Martian Manhunter, not as douchey as Batman.
Yeah, somewhere in between.
Not as unrelatable as Superman. A good median of them.
Into chicks, definitely. Yeah.
He had like hot puss all thrown at him throughout the series.
Vixen was such a step down though.
Yeah, from Hawkgirl? I mean, in that like the big frumpy pants she wore. I mean, you're talking a fupa. Hawkgirl had a fupa. Big fatty fupa.
Fupa girl.
That's what they should have called her. If I had my choice in names.
Which someday.
One day I'll own DC and I'll get to rename them.
Keep writing these letters.
Dear DC. How could you let your parents die? Anyway, haha, that joke's passed. I have a great idea for what you could do with Hawkgirl to revitalize her in today's society. That's fat fupa girl sound. Hear me out.
I know Batman vs. Superman's already mostly shot, but you could squeeze her into the third one.
I think I have storyboards that you can use. It's just like a shot, like a cutout of her over shots from the trailer, like of me like putting my hand of like a magnet across the screen of some fat character I call fatty fupa hot girl. Hey guys, where's the Cheesecake Factory?
Never made
and I'm like, sounds. And you could, yeah, and you could cut out that red coat scene, red cape scene to put this in, and it's just her like, Cheesecake Factory's closed.
And by the way, please hire Daniel Cudmore.
He needs it. I think that was that's it for the superhero news. Any other topic you wanted to throw out there? I had a thought come to me recently. I don't know if you almost wanted to save it for another one, but I feel like we can go along. I want to ask, did mom or dad ever have the sex talk with you?
Yeah, well, mom did. Me and Terry both got it at the same time.
Oh, that has to be awkward.
We were too young for it, too. It was like 11 and 10.
That doesn't seem too young for it.
Or maybe even... 10 and 9 or 9 or 8. Younger than I thought because it was still like, I don't know what she's talking about.
Well, how in depth did she get with it? Because here's the thing.
Guys have penises, women have vaginas.
I don't ever remember getting this talk from mom. Like, well, obviously dad never gave it to me. But I definitely don't remember getting it from mom either.
Maybe you were in the crib and at the same time. Yeah, she's like, this counts as yours too.
I'm killing three birds with one stone.
Kadoosh, go you me.
Best mom of the year. She has like a number
time
two.
Time for ice cream.
She like, writes it all. Number one. I don't remember getting it. Having it with Terry, I imagine that'd be pretty weird.
Like I said, I think older baby, but at the time, I just remember being like, I don't know what you're talking about. Can this end?
Can I play video games?
Yeah.
Yoshi's up there laughing at me.
It was definitely that at the end. Like, any questions? Like, nope. I think a couple years later getting it at school.
Yeah, because I remember obviously we had, we all went to Catholic school, Holy Name of Jesus. And at the time, Father Mahoney did Father's Class, which was this weird sort of, it was definitely like their version of sex ed, but it was weird because we also had gym, which had a sex ed.
Yeah.
But this was, I guess...
Father's Class was a lot of like, okay, you kids go out there and play football.
Yeah, well, the way it worked is that it was split into two groups. The boys had it and the girls had it. And do you think Father Mahoney did the girls' side too?
No, that was like Mrs. Downing, the gym teacher.
Okay, yeah. All right, that makes a bit more sense. But basically, whenever one side had Father's Class, the other side just got pure recess. You just got to go outside for, 60 minutes or 40 minutes, whatever it was. But I remember learning a lot from that. And it wasn't always just sex ed, but it was a lot of, like, morality, those sort of things.
I remember some fitness stuff, like lay off candy and...
Yeah, I remember...
Spend time outside.
He told us once, and it's something that always stuck with my head. Maybe a lot of the reason it's that Catholic self-judging kind of thing. But I remember the way he explained heaven to us is when everyone goes to heaven, at the, like, you know, at one point, everybody's going to be sitting in a room with a big screen, and they're going to play everyone's sin. So everyone will know what you've done in your life.
Oh, I don't remember that at all.
He told us that, and that terrified me, because I was always in mind, like, I can never get away with something. Even if a camera or a police officer or an authority figure never sees me, one day I'm going to be up there, and they're going to be showing, like, a photo of me, like, clearly, like, looking around, like, just laying out, like, the grossest fart. And then when someone smells it, I blame it on the old woman. Like, it was her! I'm like, oh, mom's going
to
know.
Loudspeaker, like, stealing candy, lying to your parents, blowing the mailman as, like, the spotlight just beams on you.
It cuts around to different people. Like, Mr. Person over there didn't pay his taxes on time. Mrs. Hosa used to steal pantyhose from a local march. Christopher Larius blew the mailman 17 times in a year.
Last year.
To make sure his MeUndies got in on time.
In a year.
Like, did we have to get into so much detail about
for
that?
For a blue apron box he really didn't want.
For a blue apron to a meal that had too many veggies. He, quote, too many veggies.
Too damn queer. As he blew the mailman.
Airing it on the screen. Here it is in slow motion. Stop that. Shut it off. But I remember getting, like, that was where I think I got my sex education from. And I know I must not have gotten it from mom, because there was a point.
She's probably working and everything. She's like, I don't want to come home and talk to my son about diddling.
He's probably gay.
Or she may have even told me to do it and I just never did.
Yeah. Or it's one of those times, like, in the basement, like, hey, you know, you have sex with chicks, right? And I'm just like, oh, and you're like, whatever. And I'm throwing you out for a
You got it. Sweet chin music. A douche.
I'm just like, oh. But
Pattison, your way out here.
But I remember walking down the hallway in school and having, like, a moment of brilliance where I was like, women have vaginas and men have penises. And, like, you know, like, the figures went on, like, boop, boop, boop. And I was like, the penis can go right inside a vagina. Mm-hmm. I bet that's how they're supposed to work. I need to tell the world about this. I've figured it out. Like, every moment I was like, I've figured out what women and men are supposed to do.
Maybe they'll elect me president. I should tell them I need a couple years before becoming king.
I should tell them that I need a couple formative years to understudy into the
position. Travel the world, tell everyone what I've seen.
Perhaps I should start with just a congressman and then, oh, of course, earn my way back up. I'm sure this isn't the only mild, like, world-breaking discovery I'll find.
I'm pretty young. I've got tons of them ahead of me.
It was, because I remember a lot of moments where I had, like, moments as a kid, like, oh, I've learned this fact. I must have been the first person to discover this. Because I also, you ever know when, like, you've been there, electronics a lot, and you, like, kind of, like, get a static zap?
Yeah.
Well, I thought I was the only one that got that, and I had it, like, once.
You were God.
Oh, no. Now I remember what it was.
You were a superhero?
No. Yes. If you turned on a television, you know, you could kind of, like, hear when it was turning on, like, that electricity. I thought I was the only person who could do that. And I actually called Frank, our friend, one day. And I was like, Frank, I think I may be a mutant. I can hear when the television turns on. And I was so excited about it. The X-Men will accept my application immediately. Like,
I mean, they didn't accept the last 2000, but...
Like, hold on. If you need to know if Magneto's in his lair or not, based on whether he just turned his TV on, I'm the guy. Yeah. Do you have any other
Don't make me the leader already.
I don't want Cyclops to be upset, but I do have two powers as well. I can hear televisions turn on, and I take massive dumps.
I'll be his understudy, and then I'll quickly take over. I'll try not to break Jean Grey's heart too badly.
Yeah, I'm such a stud. I'm sure there'll be so much pussy being thrown at me. By the way, did you hear I discovered that men can stick their penises in vagina to, I believe, procreate? I haven't seen it yet, and actually, I have very many
in
theories.
Theory, based I on mean, my chalkboard drawings.
Just a stick figure with a big, long dick and just a circle that I wrote Bragina next to.
And you wrote Mom on top. Like,
I just had to use
the only one I know.
It's the only one I've seen. No, when I was being born.
Not like recently. But I'm sure it hasn't gotten much better. It was pretty bad. On my way out, I was like, you should do some... Some crunches, maybe?
It was definitely an easy squeeze out. I definitely strolled out. Like,
in the top hat. Like the which I did not have to take off.
The WP frog. Like, hello, my baby. Hello, my honey.
Hello, my ragtime girl. Quick fact. Did you know that women don't pee and give birth out of the same hole?
Yeah, I mean, it's like the birth canal.
I didn't know the vagina had two holes until like a year ago. I heard that.
Okay. Is this like, you know, like I may have been fucking women in the wrong.
No, way. I've had, and like a bunch of dudes my age were like, yeah, I didn't know that until recently either. I assumed it was all out of the same one.
No, I mean, I know there's a birth canal. It's specifically a different thing. But man, that also, now I remember mom one time, I remember asking where babies come from. And she told
me. I'll show you.
Not far off from it, she told me, like, specifically, like, well, you know, you have, I don't know what her affectionate word for a cock was at the time, like, you're woo-woo or whatever. It, like, comes out of that. And I always remember being like, a baby's head's going to come out of my dick? Oh, my God.
I told you, this is real creepy now, but I think I was, like, 9 or 10, maybe 8 or 9, and I had my first boner. And I was trying to sleep. And when I was like, Mom, I can't go to bed. My wiener won't go down. And she's like, just pull on it for a while. It'll
go. Oh, my God.
No, she said just squeeze it for a while. It'll go back to normal. And I went in my room and I just like squeezed it really hard, which doesn't do anything. And I was like, she doesn't know shit.
The mom doesn't know nothing about cocks.
This is your day one at Cock University.
You're going to call Dad. Write the voicemail. Like, well,
it's my birthday. He'll probably call me tomorrow.
Ring, ring. Hello, Terry. Happy birthday.
Mikey's. Just give him a message.
It's 10 cents a minute.
You're clearly right next to her. Like, is that Dad? Just give him a message.
10 cents a minute.
Oh my God.
Did Dad say anything? No.
Terry, like, reading a magazine. What? No.
No. All right, stop there. That was the one to go out on.